Good morning.
The letter of call.
Number 8 is from the Fiscal and Budget Administrator and the Department of Administrative Services and the Milwaukee County Comptroller requesting the carryover of expenditures and revenue appropriations along with the recommendations contained in the report of 2012 carryovers to the 2013 fiscal year.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The carryovers from 2012 to 2013, I'll start with operating and then move into to capital and discuss the bonds that will be lapsed. The Comptroller's Office is looking to carry over about $7.8 million in operating expenditures into 2013 and $12.1 million in revenue that is associated with those operating expenditures as well as any encumbered amounts. Most of the operating carryovers are for the housing division. The housing division has a number of their items that are in detailed accounts that will need to be adjusted, so there will be an appropriation transfer coming later before you to realign their 13 budget as well as carryovers to those various accounts. The capital program recommended carryovers about $133.3 million in expenditure authority and $172.2 million in revenues associated with that. For airport capital projects, we're looking at about $63.5 million and $97.4 million in revenues associated with those carryovers. There is one adjustment that I would like to make. For the operating side, the $7.8 million, we would like to adjust that up by about $212,000. And the $200,000 of that is for parks for dredging of a vendor park that they would like to do with the miscellaneous revenue that is able to be carried over. The unspent bonds that are being lapsed as a part of the 2012 carryovers totals about $2 million. Most of those bonds are Build America bonds, so they have to be reallocated to capital projects. For the airport, there's about a contribution of about $1.9 million that will be allocated to the county for deficits and revenues that have not been booked. As you know, the airport finances and the county's finances general fund finances have to be kept separately. Another part of the carryover process is relating to highways. There's about a 400, hold on, let me make sure I got the amount right, $1,000 deficit, cash deficit that is going to the bottom line for 2012. A portion of that is for highway projects for revenue that haven't been realized. There's some reallocations that we are asking for. There's an appropriation transfer that is attached for a few capital projects. South 13th and North 107th Street are the two main projects that we're asking to do a reallocation on. The final item for the carryover process is more of an informational item to inform you of an issue that was discovered as we're working through the carryovers. The county has about $44 million in unspent bonds, and that represents about 219 capital projects. The bonds, for the most part, for the IRS governs the rules for tax-exempt bonds, it's about 3 years that you are permitted to expend those bonds. The county has not been able to expend within that time frame. And so we, in the Comptroller's Office, have gone through, identified the projects that those bonds are associated with, and have started working with departments on how they're going to be able to expend those bonds. There's basically two penalties that are associated with that for the most part. One is basically if you have an investment rate that is higher than the interest rate on the bonds, then you have to do like a rebate or a penalty back to the federal government for that amount. Because investment rates are relatively low, the county isn't experiencing that. But you still have to meet the expenditure targets, and that's where we're struggling with right now. For the most part, what the IRS basically is saying, if you're not able to expend within that time period, and this is kind of coming out of discussions that we've had with bond counsel on this, if you're not expending within that period of time, then you have to kind of show a commitment that you're moving forward with the projects. We do have a few projects that we're not able to do. Some have been put on hold. Some are progressing slowly because of certain decisions or other things that have to be worked out. One that makes up nice size dollar amount, about $10, $11 million, is the BHD facility project. Those bonds were issued in 2010. There really has been very little progress in terms of expending. One of the things that we're looking at when we're meeting with departments is that since we have such a large dollar amount and most of the bonds are Build America bonds, you're really going to need to reallocate those to other projects. Mm-hmm. One of the things we're looking at is instead of issuing, say, the $35 million that's approved for 2013 projects, reevaluate what's unspent, what's not likely to proceed, and apply that towards the 2013 issue so you don't have to issue as much in 2013. To the extent that departments aren't able to expend, you might want to look at some even projects that are in the 14 or 15 or something like that. But you're going to need to reallocate those funds if you're not able to expend them. One of the adjustments that we realize is going to have to be made in order for us to kind of make sure that we don't get in this situation is we're going to be meeting with departments on a monthly basis to go over where they are with their capital projects, just to make sure that you don't run into this issue, because identifying it at year end is doesn't have as many options for you than if you were able to identify it on a month-to-month basis. So right now we're just letting you know that this is something that we're working on with the departments. Any reallocation of anything is going to come back to you, so you'll see exactly what's going to be going on. But I just wanted to let you know that we're just dealing with this right now. So I realize that was a lot, but that's pretty much what the results of the carryover process have been.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have a notation in the report. We have a significant notation in the report. In as much as the housing division has not budgeted expenditures and revenues in appropriate objects and accounts, does that imply that that division needs more accountants or more fiscal people?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, that's really not a reflection of that, at least not to my knowledge.
Okay.
This is really a matter of how the housing department is budgeted versus how they spend, and they need to kind of need to match them up. So an appropriation transfer will take it from, like, for example, a high level of budgeting to the detail.
So it's not as if they need more personnel to do some.
That's not something that I would be knowledgeable of. I'm just really dealing with just what a result of more of like a procedural or accounting.
Okay, and I'm asking because for many years now, particularly having been on the Finance Committee for years, I've asked departments or whenever we've gotten reports that if more fiscal or more accountants are needed, that somehow within their operations, those positions should be accounted for. That's why I'm asking the question. I'm for efficiency. I'm not for people coming up with deficits they shouldn't have because they don't have the people with the right skills in that particular department or division doing what actually needs to be done. And I've been trying to identify such for years, so that's why I asked the question. I'm not trying to impugn anybody or, you know, cast aspersions. I want efficiencies to occur.
Chairman, Supervisor, the Housing Department, and I'm speaking from this just observing from the outside, has a new accountant this year that's going through the books, and this is really their first year of their close of going things.
Okay.
The types of items that are in the carryover seem to be working out fine. They're going through these items for some of the first time. I will hold a conversation with them just to make sure that they have adequate staffing. Because one of the things that occurred when we were doing the surplus deficit report and coming to the conclusion for the year is we found in the, like the rental subsidy program, that they had not fully analyzed that. And in essence, they had to use some of their available reserves from HUD for those types of things, and I'm just trying to make sure that they're on track for 2013 towards monitoring that and also using up some of the other housing program items that they have there. So it's one of the things that I'm monitoring, and I'll hold a conversation with them. But the accountant appears to be very good in her position. She's okay. Just getting used to it. Whether it's she feels that and whether the management of that feels that that's enough staff to do it. I just don't want them to run into the issues. I can understand their startup issues, but I just don't want them to run into similar issues going forward in the
yes.
future.
And
so I appreciate that.
And Mr. Chairman, and Comptroller Mansky and Ms. Bryant, I understand. I think I heard you say that you will be consulting with them in order to help them make their way. And then Mr. Mansky, mentions the fact that this particular accountant is very new. Again, I'm looking toward efficiencies, and I know sometimes it doesn't happen overnight, particularly with respect to all this HUD stuff that we had to deal with. And there are significant amounts of dollars that are under the HUD program category, along with some other dollars. So I trust that you will provide the counseling and provide the direction that needs to happen. As the controller indicated, he will ask the management if he or she or they think that another person to help this other person, to help the person. I'm not trying to impugn anybody. I'm looking toward efficiency. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Juzik?
I'm looking at the schedule of expenditures, appropriations, and revenues not recommended for carryover. And could you explain what this schedule is setting out for us? And then I do have a specific question, and perhaps it's something that I can spend some time with Ms. Bryant outside this meeting and before the regular full meeting, because I don't want to take up a lot of committee time on specific projects. But if you could just overview this schedule for us, please.
Sure. Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, there's a number of items as a part of the review that are not recommended to be carried over. It could be that the department has accomplished its task in terms of whatever item was originally budgeted. And so as a part of the presentation for the carryover, I believe it's in the ordinance that we provided, we have to provide you with a list of what has not been recommended. It doesn't detail specifically what those items are, and I can sit down with you if you need me to do that. But it's simply just a presentation of what was decided that wasn't needed or they've completed it. But for the most part, it's along those lines.
Can you distinguish the red and the black? Why do you have red versus black on different reports?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, if an item is an expenditure amount and it's red, that means that particular account was overspent. If it's black, then that means that they didn't use the budget authority that they had.
Because I've seen some projects, and one I'm particularly concerned about is Grand Park, where it shows the entire amount, $147,000, has not been spent, has lapsed, and is now not being recommended for carryover. So it sounds like a project's not being done completely. Is that fair?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I believe you're looking at the capital presentation.
Schedule of expenditures, appropriation, revenues not recommended for carryover. And
yeah,
and maybe, Mr. Chair, in order not to spend a lot of time, why don't I talk to Ms. Bryant? And I'll give you the number for it. It's W060 Grant Park on the capital improvement carryovers schedule. So why don't you and I pick that up before board meeting, if you would, Ms. Bryant, if you could prepare that one, and I'll yield the floor. Thank you
for that consideration.
Sure. Chairman.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Bryant, can I make an appointment with you, too? I don't want to spend an inordinate amount of time. This will take a quick comment, but the comments that I heard that struck me particularly the most were the unspent bond balance of $44 million, and then the recommendation, which I really highly would encourage also, is that you say it's more than prudent that maybe the unspent bonds and the capital projects 2013, we should really look at particularly the five-year capital campaign improvements that we have a lot of lists to see what we can do there. So, you know, and otherwise, you know, we try to stay away from the arbitrage, the penalties that you talked about if we don't spend the bonds. So I want to look at those projects again, please. So could we make sure that you contact me, please? I would appreciate that next couple days. I want to go through those with you because there's really some things we lost out. Here's the thing that we always have a difficulty with is that, and it's the way it is, I guess, you know, we're the bad guys, of course, because we spend all the money and we set the budget for all the departments, and then they don't spend some of this, but we give them all the jobs and, you know, we take all the hits, and, you know, it's the way it is. And then we find out they don't spend all this money, okay? And I know it's not exact science because, okay, you just told me in capital you didn't spend $44 million. And, you know, we have a limit. We only could spend $35. And then we say, you know, well, why don't we try to do some of these other things we knew we weren't going to do? And I know it's a but I think part of the answer is, and I'm going to put words in your mouth, is that I'm afraid you need to spend a lot more time in departments and hold them to the fire and say, are you spending this money or not? Is this a realistic project now? I mean, we gave the comptroller more people. I'm hoping that's the case, because I know in next one, number three, we look at all these professional contracts. I have a quick question on that. But I guess, again, I'd like to be in the loop and find out where, you know, we had a list before, and I've talked to you before, but I need to go over this again and see. We had $4.5 million we lost this year because we had to do the dam. Okay, we were responsible for that.
No.
But that lost out.
Sediment.
Only seven then, okay.
Sediment.
Okay. Pardon me?
Can you get to your, you said you're going to meet with her later.
Yeah.
Is there a question?
And I'm done then, thank you.
Okay. So you can meet with Supervisor
Mr. Chairman, might I also...
Do you have a response to...
Sediment, yeah. What was the dam?
Yes, I'll meet with any supervisors that would need to meet with them. But I just wanted to say there's a number of reasons why projects haven't proceeded, so I don't want to just kind of throw this on departments.
Thank you,
the bulk of the money is actually represented by about 8 projects, with the BHD project being the largest of them. So I just want to... There's a lot of capital projects that are open projects right now, but the bulk is in a much smaller number of projects. I just want to clarify that.
Any other questions? This is an action item.
Mr. Chairman, I thought I heard Ms. Bryant talk about a proposed amendment for the vendor part regimen. Is that correct?
A modification to the report, yes. Yes.
That would require an amendment to the resolution.
Yes.
I haven't been made aware of it, so I haven't had a chance to write it up for this committee. So depending on the pleasure of the committee, we can either temporarily lay it over, and I can work with Ms. Bryant to find out how the resolution that's before you needs to be amended to accommodate that, so you can entertain that amendment discussion, or you could defer it and take it up as a potential board day item.
Move layover.
Okay.
Temporary layover.
Temporary layover. Try to get it done today.
Do you want temporary or do you want...
I'm just giving you what you want to do.
Now, I'm appreciating your advice. Sounded like we were laying over till next month.
No.
No, I think you want to lay it over until later.
I think it would take 10 minutes to work out the actual numbers. I just want to make sure it's in written form before
you... Do we need to take a vote on that? Can we just do it by consent?
You can just do it by the chair.
We'll do that. We'll lay this over temporarily and go to item 3.
Back to item 3.